The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says Tehran has 100 pieces of damning evidence that reveal the U.S. role in acts of terror throughout the Middle East. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei vowed to disgrace Washington with the evidence. The leader says the U.S. is the principal terrorist in the world. Israel says it will accelerate settlement building activities on occupied Palestinian land despite growing international condemnation. Several Western countries have criticized Tel Aviv's new plan. Tuesday, Israel ordered 2,000 more settler units in East Jerusalem al-Quds and the occupied West Bank. In Yemen, troops loyal to embattled ruler Ali Abdullah Saleh have killed over a dozen protesters. They attacked anti-regime protesters in the southern cities of Taiz and Aden, as well as the capital Sana'a. This amid continuing rallies demanding Saleh's trial and his ouster. The founder of whistleblowing website WikiLeaks should be extradited to Sweden. While there, he will face questioning over alleged sex crimes. WikiLeaks has so far published thousands of secret U.S. cables. Assange says the U.S. has pressurized Britain, Sweden, and the media. The U.S. soldier has been sentenced to 10 years in prison by a South Korean court for raping a local teenage girl. It is one of the heaviest punishments given to an American serviceman in the divided peninsula. The U.S. has about 28,000 troops in South Korea. Australia says no more survivors are expected from Tuesday's boat accident off Indonesia. The crowded vessel was on its way to Australia before it sank. Dozens were rescued. Several bodies have been recovered, with many still missing. Thousands of asylum seekers try to reach Australia by boat every year. New research shows consumers' attitude to the economic outlook in developing countries is much more optimistic than that of the developed world. 25 countries were surveyed by the Canadian-based polling firm GlobeScan. The results were strongly upbeat in Nigeria, Kenya, and Egypt. Japan, France, and Britain emerged as particularly gloomy. And finally, a report by anti-corruption group Transparency International says companies from Russia and China are most likely to pay bribes when doing business abroad. The Netherlands and Switzerland, on the opposite, came top in a poll of 28 countries conducted by the group. G20 governments were asked to urgently tackle foreign bribery.